Amy Ray and Emily Saliers have been coming to visit us for 25 years now, and we fell in love with their sound way back then. The harmonies are so wonderful, and you just can't ever get enough of them. But the songs are really what draw you in and always have. Great songwriting. They have a new one out there now that's a few months old on Vanguard called One Lost Day. And it's full of songs that give you experiences, that tell you stories, and that are written from a truly mature point of view. I noticed that in their promo, it talks about one of the songs has the theme of loss of innocence and coming of age. And when you usually hear that term, it's talking about very young people. But what you realize as you get older is that you're always losing innocence and coming of age. And that's captured in this CD. Please welcome back to the mountain stage, the Indigo Girls.
Hey, y'all. Oh, we're so glad to be back. What a lineup.
All right.
Thanks for having us. We love it here.
I can go one day without calling, 2 days without bawling, 3 days without missing, but a lifetime of no kissing you. Something that I just can't do. I wish I could be there to share the got more back for the breaking, more callous for making, a lifetime for the aching. I got no need to run this battery down. I'm just trying to get the stains out. I wish I could be there to share the moon. Love you till it hurts. I don't mind if I do. Hey, Lila, I'm gonna love you till it works. I got no time to lose. Trash heap burning, and them fireflies are returning. Nightfall is softly chirping. One trail of light is staying on till dawn. I wonder who it's waiting on. I wish I could be there to share the till it hurts. I don't mind if I do. And hey, Lila, I'm gonna love you till it works. I got no mind to lose. Ooh. Thanks, y'all.
Thanks, y'all.
It's so good to be here.
Over here, y'all. She just played violin. She's mostly going to play violin, but now she's switching to dulcimer. From New York City is Lyris Hung. We're going to do another song from One Lost Day, and this is written about some escapades I had my first couple years of college down in New Orleans at Tulane. But this is kind of like an anti-Facebook song because I don't look this person up, and sometimes things are bigger and better in your head than when you try to bring them to life through Facebook or whatever. Some good stuff happened. We'll leave it there.
Three streets off the grid, we were barely kids. We were old enough to drink in Louisiana. We listened to the king must die on the willows, drank the wine that we could afford from the works that he manna. We were young, but not that young to be cutting our fingers, mixing our blood, climbing the fence of the St. Louis Cemetery. We caught our heart's desire, as big as a 1788 fire. When you pull on, little Queenie, bring me another whiskey, Elizabeth. The last I heard, you're in Savannah. You got married after art school. Happily, I don't want to look you up. I'm pretty sure it's just enough that I remember you fondly. I didn't have a car, but I did have a guitar, and I played to my advantage when you let me. I only stayed 2 years, but it still appears after all this time the memory still get me. I was young, but not that young to be tied in a knot that was coming undone. The spooks and hints that vexed me filled my eyes. It was always dark back then. It was always 3 a.m. I shake my head to think that I made it out alive. I believe I don't want to look you up. I'm pretty sure it's just enough when you put on little Queenie. Bring me another whiskey out at night under the lights. A band is singing a memory. Everybody hits record to play it back over time. But when I look back on our dance, I only want to hear that music once and remember it forever in my mind. Elizabeth, the last I heard, you're in Savannah. You got married after art school. Happily, pretty sure it's just enough when you put on little Queenie. Bring me another whiskey. I remember you fondly.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you. My friends, they wash the windows and they shine in the sun. They tell me wake up early in the morning sometimes, see what a beautiful job we done. I said let's put on some tunes, sing along and do little all day. Come on down to the riverside, take off our shoes and wash these sins away. And that river said, la la la, said, shame on you. And that river said, la la la, said, shame on you. I go down to Chicana City Park because it makes me feel so fine. And when the weeds go down, you can see a ghost in the dead of the winter time. But when the summer comes, everything's in bloom and you wouldn't know it's there. And the white folks like to pretend it's not, but their music's in the air and I can hear them singing. La la la, they said, shame on you, and you can feel them dancing. La la la, they said, shame on you. Now my friend Tara, she says, you know, me and Jesus, we're of the same heart. The only thing that keeps us distant is that I keep fucking up. I said, come on down to Tacana City Park and wash your blues away. Cry by, you know, you'll never know what to say. They'll be singing, ooh la 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 la, shame on you. And they'll be dancing, la la la, they say, shame on you, shame on you. For some illegal immigrants, and we want to check out your car. I said, you know it's funny, but I think we were on the same boat back in 1694. I said, ooh la 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 la, shame on you. And I've been dancing, la la la, I said, shame on you. I said, in the middle of the night up in Gainesville town. Oh.
Thanks, y'all. Thank you so much. Thank you. 1968, poking hot sour bubbles with a stick on the driveway. Grammy's a Republican, Nixon is her man. In 2 years' time, Ohio will be up in flames. I like the smell of the trash and leaves burning in the cans. Roger is the boy next door. He's a wanderer, he starts with his hands. Kathy's the outcast, we're nice, but we steer clear. Everyone says watch out for Mom. The word is she's crazy. She's always drinking beer. Kathy's dad never came back from Vietnam. I like the smell of the trash and leaves burning in the cans. Roger is the boy next door. He's a wanderer. He starts by holding my hand. But curious, raised upright, but furious. What happens to a fence scaling girl? And if you catch your pants on top, first you're stuck, then you drop, and you look back, and first you'll feel the thrill. Sexton changed all that. The awful rowing past and told, sinking slowly. Listening and listing things I'll leave behind. So unkind, the pull of history. We drove in a station wagon, wheels soft slapping, treading on the turnpike. The smell of the refineries rushes back to me. But how I love the lights. Scared but curious, raised upright but furious. What happens to a fence scaling girl? And if you catch your pants on top, first you stick, then you drop, you look back, first you feel the thrill.
Thanks for listening, y'all.
We're a bunch of old, road-weary ladies. Sucking on our lozenges.
Oh, We just played with this awesome poet named Minton Sparks. And Emily just did an impersonation of her, I believe.
Oh, I think I channeled her.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Some old weary lady sucking on our lozenges. All right, y'all. We love Mountain Stage. Just a P.S. And what a lineup. Wow. Patty Larkin slays me. And Winona, I didn't even know she was going to be here.
I died that when was crazy. I heard she was going to be here.
Emily died.
Can I tell my Lydia? Winona story real quick?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, so.
It's so funny.
This is right around, I think, when Winona came out with her first solo record, and I was a big fan. I wore a cowboy blazer with tassels on it and a cowboy hat. It was awful. And I stood in line to meet Winona after her show, and she was very gracious. She met all these people, and Amy and I had just had our first record on. I was like, hi, I'm Emily. I'm from the Indigo Girls, and I'd love to write a song with you someday. And she was very gracious, and she's like, okay, Emily from the Indigo. I can't do her accent, but okay, Emily from the Indigo Girls, maybe I'll make you a little guitar string money. Verbatim. And so today when I saw her, I totally nerded out on her. I'm sorry. She's on her bus maybe, but...
Did you tell her the story?
I told her the story.
Did you tell her you have some extra guitar strings you can give to her now?
She's a goddess. I don't want to tell her about...
We have a D'Addario string rep that plays with us now, and so there's a plethora of strings all over the place.
I don't need to buy any more guitar strings.
We hooked into the source, the well of stringliness. All right, here's a new song. Well, it's not new. I mean, it's newish for us in the grand scheme of things.
Yep, relatively speaking.
She packs her bags to leave every day, and you just wait. It's a pass. You hear that patience makes a better man. So you just wait to understand. 'Cause you don't want to write that song where you done her wrong. She can't take you back. She just can't forgive. You can't live without her. What you gonna do with your rival hands? What you gonna do with your idle mind? What you gonna do? Sometimes late at night out in your yard, you count your faults just like the stars. You know it all adds up, but you don't know what to change and what to own. You don't want to write that song where you done her wrong. She can't take you back. The one where she just can't forgive. You can't live without her. What you gonna do? What you gonna do with your idle mind? What you gonna do with a keg of wine? Spread the pain around. What you gonna do now the company's coming? What you gonna do to keep it humming? Spread the pain around. Spread the pain. What you gonna do when she packs her bags to leave? And every day now, you just wait for it to pass.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
This is a tale about a post-breakup, and I like to write about sad things and give them something you can tap your toes to.
Comes a time, eventually, when the cold black water goes under the bridge. So I say yes, we can meet up. It's been too long, life goes on, and I can do this. You wanna thank me for everything we've learned, from what went wrong and how I paved the path for the corner that you turned, and this is what you learned, that what you lack from love is not a lack in someone else. Everyone has baggage to be carried, and you learn that 1 + 1 = 1 + 1, it's never more or less. Once you finally got it, you got married. I guess I should be happy, I'm the course that set you free. Just wish you hadn't learned it on me. I'm better now, although you almost broke me at the time. I couldn't see past my confusion when I believed that love was real and not a bag of tricks, and you were always just more gifted at illusion. And you wanna thank me for everything you've learned, from the hard knocks and the troubles and the point of no return, off the bridges that you burn. For what you lack from love is not a lack in someone else. Everyone has baggage to be carried. You learn that 1 + 1 = 1, it's never more or less. Once you finally got it, you got married. I'm glad your education made you happy by degree. I just wish you hadn't learned it on me. I'm glad I've seen you face to face. It's just slightly more cathartic than a letter, but the line is pretty fine. In fact, it's pretty much a race between humility and making you feel better. And some is false, some is true, and now I know that it's just me and it's just you and it's just the way. Never more or less. Best of luck to them.
that girl you married, smiling on her little learning tree. I wish you hadn't learned it on me.
I wrote this song a while back, but and I started it a long while back, I guess about 2007 maybe. I got a letter from a man named Herman Wallace. He was one of three black men that were in the Angola prison that were put in there in the 70s, and they were trying to organize for better prison conditions, and there was a riot, and I mean, it was bad there, y'all. It was run like a plantation. It used to be a plantation, Angola did. And then they turned it into a prison. So it's kind of still run the same way. And a prison guard was murdered, and these three guys were pinned for it. And so time goes by, and one of them got out because of a mistrial and some bad evidence. And there were still two sitting in prison. And one of them wrote me a letter. His name was Herman Wallace. And he had been in solitary confinement for 35 years when I got that letter. And that's a 6x9 cell with an hour a day of getting out of that for 35 years. So I was pretty blown away when I thought about it. And it was a beautiful letter. And he was sending letters to different artists and musicians and just saying, you know, tell this story, get the word out. And subsequently, there's been so many things that have happened. And I read a book called The New Jim Crow by Michelle Alexander and just thought about it for years and finally got the song down. And Herman actually was released for just a very short while and died. After that, he had cancer. But also Albert Woodfox is out and Robert King's out. They're out, they're free. And Herman's somewhere watching right now. But this is a song I wrote because one of the things that was said about these men was that they needed to be stamped down to prevent the rise of the Black Messiah. And I thought that was pretty interesting. Since Jesus was an African. But this is for all the people working to fight racism in our criminal justice system. They called you the rise of the Black Messiah, like so many boys before you. And there'll be more to follow, threatening, hard to swallow. I've sitting underneath that hanging tree, just me and the ghost of the KKK. A poor man's gallows in the middle of the woods, the saddest tree that ever stood. That old Jim Crow, he just keeps getting born with a new hanging rope for the black man's scourge. Old Man River, what do you know about a plantation they called Angola? The devil's spawn, prison there, it's the saddest farm that ever lived. He's gonna rise.
churches are gonna be damned. Well, now that motor walks a brand new. The Black Messiah said they'd do any darn thing they could to keep you, you and your brothers, from spreading the word, the gospel of freedom and the black man's worth. 40 years in solitary, consider the man that they just can't bury. I got this letter in my hands saying, tell me sorry when you can. Yeah, but he's gonna rise. Yeah, he's gonna rise. Oh, and all them lynchers are gonna be damned when out of that hole walks a brand new man.
Thank you, Mountain Stage.
Thanks to Mountain Stage. This show is amazing. Great community here, and we're very honored to be on the show. Thank y'all. Thanks to Lydia and Patty and Manona.
Emily Sayers, Amy Ray, along with Lyris Hung right there. The Indigo Girls, yeah. A lot of the tunes they sang were off their most recent album on IG Recordings called One Lost Day. Powerful stuff.